Okay. Just to give a quick account of the connection of IPR to innovation, yeah? In literature, there is one quote on the book on innovation policy that says that the IPR system is basically or can be seen as the oldest support being done by policy, the oldest type of policy intervention to foster innovation. Yeah? So the link between IPR as a protection for innovation is thus very clear. Yeah? What we see now in research which we have done is that innovation support and IPR support are usually seen as two separate things, but it comes a little bit unlogical as IPR protects innovation, and it's also that these two things should be more connected to each other. There's quite a consensus on that. And of course, the question whether enforcement question should deal prominently in this respect is to be said. But on the other hand, if certain rights are not being enforceable, then it puts also the question of the whole system and its functioning to the line. Yeah? And this is true for every type of IPR, if it's copyrights, if it's patents and so on. So my comment would be that innovation and IPR should be seen as an integral part matching together, which also includes, at least at the tail end, IP enforcement.